Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masech Seiduyos. We're up to parakei Mishnah Beis. So just like in Mishnah Aleph, we mentioned six things that are mikulei beishamei mechumra beisalal. So Biyosi Yomer Shishadvar mikulei beishamei mechumra beisalal. There are six other things that beishamei is mekel about and beisalal is machmir about. Ha'of alim agvin al shulchan ve'nonechel. You're allowed to put cheese on the same table with bird meat. You just can't eat them together because they're beishamei beisalal. Omer eino olav eino ochel. You're not even allowed to put it on the same table. That's a special archaka that we have for basa b'chalav. Second, tarmin zesim al shemen va'anavim al yayin. You could take truma from olives to cover the olive oil that you have, or from grapes to cover the wine that you have. Kedivrei Beishamai u'Beisil l'omrim ein tarmin Beisil says no. Grapes can cover grapes, or olives can cover olives, but if you want to cover wine or oil, you need to take truma from wine or oil. Machlokas number three, hazorea arba amos shebekerem. If a person plants four of a vineyard, Beishamai says that one row of the vines that are near the grain becomes asur bahana like kilei akerim. That two rows of the vineyard have now become kilei akerim. Next machlokas, hamiisa, a type of dough that they made with boiling water. Beishamai potun. Beishamai says it's pata from challah. Beisilum mechayvin, and Beisil says that it's chayvin challah, meaning it's already cooked. The flour is already cooked before it bakes. And machlokes number five, madbilin bechardilis. You're allowed to be tovel a kli in a stream of rainwater that's running down a mountain, as long as you have 40 sa of water that's in that stream. Kedivrei Beishamai u'Beisil l'omrim ein madbilin. Beisil says no, 40 sa has to be collected in one place in order for it to be a valid mikvah. Gershon is gayer arvei psach mifa. Person converts to Judaism on Erev Pesach, so he went through the Mila, L'shem Gerus, on Erev Pesach, Beishamai Omrim, Tovel V'yocheles Pischol Erev. He can go to the mikveh and eat the Karban Pesach that night. He's not an Arel, he's not a Ben Nechar, he's allowed to eat the Karban. Beisil Omrim, HaPorish Min Arla, K'Porish Min HaKever, that someone who was an Arel when the day began, he was a Goy when the day began, is like he just left the Kever. So just like someone who just left a funeral is not allowed to eat a Karban that night, he's going to have to go through a full tahara process that takes a week long. So too, the Rabbanan said that if someone goes through a conversion, he's not allowed to eat from the karban until he goes through a 7-day tahara process. So he cannot eat the karban Pesach on that evening. Moving on to Parakei Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shloshu Dvar Mikulim Beishamai Omer Chumim Beisilo. I got three more things that Beishamai is mekel about, Beisilo is machmir about. Koheles Einu Matamis Yedayim Kedivrei Beishamai. Beishamai holds that Koheles does not have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh in as far as being Metamei Yadayim. Beisil Omer Metamei Yadayim. Beisil says Koheles absolutely does have the ability to be Metamei Yadayim, meaning Beishamai holds that Koheles was not written with Ruach HaKodesh, that it's considered just the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech, whereas Beisil says no, this is one of the Sifrei Tanakh, and therefore it's written for Ruach HaKodesh and it's Metamei Yadayim. Mechatas Sha'asu Mitzvasan. If you have the Paraduma waters that already did what it was supposed to do, you already used it to be Matara person, Beishamai Matarin. Beishamai says that those drops that were used are Tahar because they did what they were supposed to do and you can't use them again for sprinkling on a Tamei person. So if they were used and some of the drops dripped off his body and they landed on something that was Tahar, it's not Matamei, that item. Beisil Matamin, but Beisil says, no, those drops are Tamei, and therefore they're going to be metameh anything that they land on. And number three, haketzach, a certain type of seed that they would use for flavoring that comes in, that becomes tameh, Beishamai metarim. Beishamai says it stays tar even though it touched something that was tumah, because it's not really a food, it's just a flavoring. Or Beisil metamin, Beisil says it's enough of a food to become tameh. V'chein l'maisros, and Beishamai Beisil have the same machlokas when it comes to whether ketzach is chayiv in maisros. Beishamai is going to say that they're pot from ice, because it's not a food, and Beisil is going to say it is a food, it's a flavoring of a food, and that's good enough to be chayiv in maestros. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah. In Mishnah Beis, we learned six things that, according to Rabbi Yossi, are mikulei Beishamai mechumra Beisilel. One is whether you can have a chicken on the same table as cheese. Number two was whether you could take truma from olive oil on olives and from wine on grapes, and vice versa. Number three was When you plant four amos in a kerem and it's right near a wheat field, is it one row or two rows of the kerem that become kilei kerem? Number four was mi'isa, whether it's which is a type of dough made with boiling water, whether it's chayv and chala or pater from chala. And number five was whether you could be tovel things in a stream, a flowing stream of 40 sa'ah. And number six was if a ger becomes a ger in Erev Pesach, can he eat the Korban Pesach that night? And then in Mishnah Gimel, we had three other things that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Beis Shammai was making about, and Beis Hillel was machmir about. Number one was, is Koheles metame yadayim lekisveh kodesh? And number two was, if you already did the mitzvah of sprinkling the mechatas on a person, is that mechatas tahar or tameh? And number three is, do we consider ketzach to be a food in terms of being makabel tumas ochlin and being chayiv in maestros? But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Dalet.